Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome to the Hang Time Podcast. I'm your host, Sekou Smith, coming to you live. Playoffs in the bubble, and there's a team that's on the bubble right now. The Boston Celtics struggling, down 0-2 to the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. They had a bit of a meltdown after Game 2 on Thursday night. Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe was there to witness all of it and is joining us today on the Hang Time Podcast. Gary, first and foremost, I know you were one of two people, I think, who actually kind of saw the whole scene unfold. So take me through what you've heard and saw go down after that game.
So we were, Malika Andrews from ESPN and I were behind the locker room in a hallway, and they put a barrier up and they let us know when it's okay to come through with their ready to, you know, kind of start their media, post-game media sessions. So as we're waiting, we just start hearing yelling, like multiple voices. Everybody's just writing, oh, it's Marcus Smart going off. It was not only Marcus Smart. It was a lot of voices in that room. It was like yelling, stuff being thrown, more yelling for a good 15 or 20 minutes. And in that span, Marcus Smart came out because, as you know, Sekou, these are not luxurious arenas. So the bathroom is outside the locker room, and Smart has his no shirt on, his like game tights on, his shorts are off, and he walks to the bathroom and he goes, man, y'all on that bullshit. So he just walked into the bathroom. So he's not involved in what's going on in the locker room because he's in the bathroom.
Right.
So the yelling and the screaming continue. So everybody's, it's Marcus Smart. He was jumped on his teammates. No. Let's not get this twisted. It was a bunch of dudes in there yelling, okay? And it was, I heard Brad Stevens yelling, and it was extended. It lasted for a while.
Right.
So, and it was things thrown. I don't know if it was chairs. I don't know what's in these locker rooms, if it's weight equipment, if it's a basket, couple of somebody threw a basketball. I don't know what was thrown, but there was stuff thrown against the wall. I mean, I ain't the smartest guy in the world, but I know when some stuff's going on, I done been seen enough altercations and stuff and things going down to know when somebody is throwing it down or about to maybe needs to be separated. I can't say they were fighting. I don't want to ever put that out there.
Right.
But there were definitely some, like, loud altercations in terms of arguments going on with by multiple people. The Celtics obviously downplayed it. It was just, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, all that. It was too much to be just a typical post-game kind of like, let's hash this out. It was a drag-out argument.
Okay, well, let's listen to the reactions that the players had afterwards. And Brad Stevens talked about, you know, it was an emotional scene in the locker room. Guys were upset. But let's listen to Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Kemba Walker describe what they felt went on.
Guys, there were reports of yelling in the locker rooms and things being thrown. Marcus obviously exited emotional. Can you just kind of speak to that scene or describe what it was like?
Plays with passion. He's full of fire. And that's what I love about him most, to be honest. He has that desire and that will, and we need him to continue to have that, you know, for who we are and who Marcus is. I love him for it. So we got to get ready to come back, take that same fire, and add it to game three.
What happened after the game? Was that necessary? Did y'all need to get that out?
I mean, what happened after the game? What happens in the locker room, we got to stay in the locker room. It's not supposed to come out here and talk about, you know, what we talk about as a team after a win or a loss. You know, that's why we go in the locker room and talk to each other. But whether we win or we lose. So, I mean, that's that.
Kello, with things getting kind of emotional after the game, what do you kind of have to do as a leader to make sure this doesn't, things don't go the wrong way?
And
you
kind of
keep everyone together and bring everyone together?
It won't. And nothing happened in the locker room. I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. You know, we'll be fine.
I love Kemba Walker now, don't get me wrong. But this notion, Gary, that nothing happened in that locker room, clearly something happened. Clearly the Celtics are in a twisted space right now. They felt like they were the better team. They had leads in both games, one and two, lost them. Where, in your estimation, have they gone wrong down the stretch in these two games?
I think they've got just passive. I mean, they've let Miami take the game away from them. Miami's made all the big plays down the stretch. Goran Dragic, a couple of big jumpers. Jimmy Butler, three steals in the last 5 minutes. Miami's taking it from them. I mean, it's a typical, you know, classic case of one team is talented, more talented, but the other wants it more. And it's hard for the Celtics to swallow as much as they've thought about, hey, we got to come back after last year and we're ready to take the next mantle as being the top of the Eastern Conference, to understand and realize that this team wants it more than you do. And the Heat at this point want it more. They made all the plays. You let Jimmy beat you, Jimmy going to beat you every time.
All right.
You know, Dragic is a guy that nobody talks about, but the dude's averaged 27 in this series. He had some big shots. He had, a step back 25-footer, the jump. He is hitting big shots. They are stepping up to the moment, and the Celtics aren't. The Celtics can't figure out the zone. They don't know how to play with a lead. They're not moving the ball like they should. They let Bam Adebayo look like Shaq in the third quarter. I mean, you can't, like – this can't happen if you're trying to win a playoff series, man. Like, this is just unacceptable. It's embarrassing for them when the team at this level, say, who runs the same play repeatedly, and you can't stop it. And Adebayo's a great young player, but you can't – I mean, it was ridiculous. He got every shot at the rim. You can't – you know, I mean, where's your rotation? Where is the help? What can you do to – stop this? Where are the adjustments? That's on Brad Stevens. That's Brad Stevens sat there and let this happen for 9 minutes in the third quarter. Like, you're losing the game here. And so the Celtics are a mess right now. And can they get it together in the next 32 hours? We'll see.
Yeah.
They got to figure some things out, because Miami's like, listen, we don't think you can beat us. I don't care how much you're up. We think we can come back and beat you. And that's been the case. The Celtics dominated. They're up 60-43. What happens? They don't score for the last 2.5 minutes of the first half. Miami cuts it to 13. 13 in the NBA is nothing. So suddenly Miami goes ham on them in the third quarter. And the Celtics won 3 of the 4 quarters yesterday, like in the game two. I mean, they even won the fourth quarter, and they lost the game. They're frustrated.
This is a similar blueprint to what we saw in the conference semifinals with the last three games between the Clippers and the Nuggets, where one team is clearly more talented, or at least thinks they're more talented. The other team wins crunch time and ultimately wins the series. It'll be interesting to see if we have a similar scenario with the Heat and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. If they can't figure it out, if they can't continue to make the right adjustments to counteract what Miami's doing, Gary, what's the lasting effect of the Celtics going out in this round, whether it's, you know, however many games, 4, 5, 6, whatever? What will be the fallout from the Celtics team not surviving this round of the playoffs?
It would be damaging to the reputation of Brad Stevens and the organization. I still think they realize that they have the talent to be a contender next year, but they got flaws. They don't have an Adebayo. They don't have a center who can defend, and they can throw Robert Williams out there maybe for game three. We'll see what happens there. But they need a big, and they need another shooter. They need people. They need a better bench. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're running guys out there. Grant Williams, a nice player. He's a rookie. You're running Brad Wanamaker out there. You're running guys out there that, quite honestly, are good, solid players, but you need a better bench. You can't rely so much on Tatum, Brown, and Walker. You know, let's see what happens in game three. Does Gordon Hayward come back? He could be he could be an element that can help him. At this point, if you're the Celtics, you just got to get one game. You got to feel better about yourselves. You got to try to muck up the series, turn it 2-1, 2-2, and then turn around and make it a best of three like Toronto did with to them, where Toronto flipped the script and suddenly it went seven. Yeah. That's your best and only hope. I don't know how they can do it. Miami's playing great now. If you're the Celtics, you got to kind of figure, okay, is Miami due for a clunker? Are they due for a game that just, like, they're just not, don't play well? Every team has that game.
We're going to find out. Miami is 10-1 in this playoffs.
10-1. They haven't. The game they lost was when Middleton went crazy in the fourth quarter in overtime and kind of took it from them. So if you're the Celtics, you got to hope that Miami has a clunker and that you can sneak one and maybe try to even the series. But the Celtics got to do something to feel good about themselves and know how to finish these games. And honestly, Sekou, learn how to play against the zone. I mean, you know, teams play zone in AAU. They play zone in college. I'm not sure why it's just so difficult. And I know Miami's long. They got long wing defenders. I get all that. You got to figure something out because you can't let a pick and roll in a zone, two basic plays in basketball, you can't let that get you. You know what I mean? And that's been the difference.
Yeah, well, it's definitely been the difference through two games. I hope somebody is making pancakes at that team meeting today. No practice, no availability for the Celtics today, but they said they will have a team meeting. So it's going to stay internal after the fireworks in the postgame locker room after game two. Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe joined us here on the Hangtime Podcast, Playoffs in the Bubble. G. Wash, I appreciate it. I'll see you on the circuit, man. I know you'll be out there getting your workout on today. You know I'm going to be on my bike, so maybe the Celtics will have something resolved by then.
Yeah, and stay cool. Once again, give Red his bike back, man. Give Red his bike back, Debo. Tell your listeners about that.
We're not sharing any details of what goes on in the bubble until we get that tell-all memoir when we get out of here, Gary. I'm telling you. We're all going to collaborate.
Got you.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks.